You're most welcome to Radio Miraya. It's a pleasure to have you this morning here, Fiona. Let's look at the work of the Department for International Development here in South Sudan. What are some of the areas of focus, and what has your government given in terms of humanitarian aid in South Sudan?
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. As you know, the UK is one of South Sudan's biggest partners in terms of humanitarian assistance. We are the second largest bilateral donor. In fact, across the board, we're the second biggest bilateral donor. And on the eve of World Humanitarian Day, my key message really is that our commitment to the people of South Sudan will not cease. We've not forgotten you. We will continue to provide life-saving emergency health, education, nutrition, shelter, support to the people in South Sudan who are suffering. Our programme investment focuses largely on three main areas, which is humanitarian assistance. We also have an education programme, and we also have a health programme. So we're really focusing on those things that make a huge difference to the lives of South Sudanese people.
Yes, let's talk briefly about the education programme. I mean, why is the focus on education and children important for the Department of International Development Activities here in South Sudan?
Well, children are the future, and I think we can get nowhere as a country unless we invest in the next generation and make sure that they are educated, healthy, able to support their families when they grow up, and they can really help drive peace and development and economic growth in South Sudan. So that's why we think that focusing on girls' education in particular, because we know how much girls can contribute to the health and vitality of a country, but really focusing on children is the priority.
Yes, talking about the World Humanitarian Day, which is taking place on the 19th, and you mentioned, of course, that UK is one of the biggest donors or humanitarian donors here in the country. Now, is the humanitarian situation in South Sudan now encouraging, or does it bother you?
I think the humanitarian situation in South Sudan continues to get worse. As you know, there was a famine declared in February this year. And while we think that the most acute issues have been tackled through the provision of humanitarian aid, including from the UK, we know that more people than ever across the country are in need of support. I think half the population are now food insecure. And today, UNHCR announced that the 1 millionth refugee from South Sudan has entered into Uganda, which is a really grim milestone. And we do support South Sudanese refugees in Uganda also with life-saving assistance. So our view is that the humanitarian situation is getting worse, and not only the situation itself for the people of South Sudan who are suffering and who we're desperately trying to help, but also aid workers from the UN, from international, from national NGOs. They are not a target, and this is the UN campaign around World Humanitarian Day, not a target. And the attacks on aid workers absolutely must cease. It's one of the worst situations in the world. I think 15 aid workers have been killed already this year. It has to stop.
Yes. Now, as we commemorate this particular day, what for you are the key issues at stake as South Sudan prepares to join the rest of the world to celebrate the World Humanitarian Day?
I think, first of all, we must celebrate and recognise the hard work of humanitarian workers, South Sudanese humanitarian workers, international humanitarian workers, and South Sudan's international partners who are working so very hard to try and help the situation for people in South Sudan. I think if one thing that really needs to happen is there needs to be peace in South Sudan. There can be no development without peace. No amount of humanitarian aid is going to make up for the fact that all parties to the conflict are causing great suffering and death for their civilians. We are trying to help, but for the situation to improve, there really needs to be peace.
Yes, and how can we improve policy and practice to make humanitarian aid system more accountable to the people who give the money, people who implement, and the beneficiaries?
Well, hopefully radio interviews like this are one key element where we can talk to your listeners and explain what we do in this country. I think humanitarian aid must be accountable to its beneficiaries. Those are the people that we are trying to reach. It can be hard to get out and about in South Sudan, but we, DFID, do go out on a lot of field trips, and we try to meet our partners and get real feedback from them to hear from them what's working and what's not working. But the government and other parties to the conflict, they also have a responsibility to make sure that their people can receive the assistance that they need.
Yes, some people have argued that a lot of efforts have been put on humanitarian work in the country than actually being put in trying to stop the conflict that is causing this humanitarian catastrophe in the country. Do you agree with those arguments? And what can be done to, you know, make the people stay in peace and not this humanitarian situation?
Look, I agree. This is really hard. In terms of humanitarian aid, it's based on need. We can't stand by and watch people suffer and die when we know that we can save their lives with food and health and nutrition. But as you're rightly saying, this is a man-made crisis and it can be stopped if people stop fighting. So the British government, working with key partners in the region and with, you know, the Troika, with the US and Norway, we are really focusing hard on trying to get everyone to talk to each other, mm-hmm. to lay down their weapons, to stop the fighting. We're really hopeful that, there's the new IGAD initiative, a regional initiative to try and foster peace. We're really hopeful that that can be engaged with positively. But really, the responsibility is on those who are fighting to lay down their weapons and create peace for their people.
You mentioned about the theme of this year's celebration of the World Humanitarian Day.
Absolutely.
About not a target. Now, how do we make the delivery of humanitarian aid in South Sudan more efficient? And South Sudan has been described as one of the worst country for humanitarian workers to operate in. How can that be stopped? What should be done different?
So I think what needs to be done differently is that access for humanitarian aid workers needs to be much easier. There are a range of obstacles, and they are from insecurity, conflict, sometimes weather. You know, in the rainy season, it's difficult to move aid around the country. And then also red tape in terms of getting permits and permissions to move around the country. If all of these things can be resolved, then I think humanitarian aid delivery would be more efficient. But I do want to say that it is effective. We know that we are saving people's lives and really improving people's living situations on the ground through food, shelter, nutrition, and some sort of emergency education. It does work. I think I mentioned earlier that after the famine announcement in February, we know that targeted humanitarian aid in the affected areas, in Lier, for example, really helped stave off the worst. But it is a short-term solution. We do need a longer-term solution in South Sudan, which can't come without peace.
Yes. At the beginning of this interview, you did mention that the UK is here to stay to help the people of South Sudan in terms of humanitarian assistance. What keeps you going? I mean, what is in there for you as the UK government? What's in there for you?
Well, we've had a long partnership with South Sudan, so it's a very historical one. We also... our efforts are based on which countries need us the most and where we have strong partnerships with others and where we can really play a leading role. And South Sudan for us is one of those countries. I think the needs are so great. We are very determined and very committed to keep going with our partnership in South Sudan to help the South Sudanese people.
Yes, Fiona, been an honor having you here, of course, on Mirayal Breakfast. So just before you go, the World Humanitarian Day is on the 19th.
Yes.
What is your final message for this particular day as a UK Department for International Development in the country? One, as you mentioned, one of the biggest contributors for humanitarian help in the country.
We, the UK, will not forget the people of South Sudan. Humanitarian aid workers are not a target, and they must be able to go on delivering life-saving assistance in South Sudan.